Nowadays, you can video chat with your doctor from your kitchen, on a phone, tablet, or computer. What that usually means is faster access to care. For psychiatric clients, that can mean access to care in an area where psychiatric appointments are hard to come by. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Illinois State University Mennonite College of Nursing Professor Cindy Kerber about how telehealth is changing the field of mental health care.
So McLean County has a deficit of psychiatrists, and they're not alone. In part due to a nationwide deficit, telemedicine is growing more popular as a method to get psychiatric care. So what does a telehealth appointment look like?
Telemedicine is the delivery of medical services, assessment, and treatment via video conferencing. So a telehealth appointment would look like something similar to FaceTime or Skype, only the video conferencing platform is HIPAA compliant. So what that means that it would be confidential for both the provider and the patient.
And so when going to a telehealth appointment, is that something that you have in your home? Is that something that you have to go to a doctor's office for?
There's a variety of ways that that could be set up depending upon the clinic or agency. So sometimes patients can access it from their home. In addition, the provider could also be at home. And that creates some nice benefits for both in that you don't have to travel. So if the provider is seeing patients in a variety of different clinics or locations, they don't have to drive to and from. In addition, it might be a nice benefit for the client to participate in telepsych from their home, both because of not needing to travel to the clinic or wait in the waiting room for the appointment, but it provides some anonymity if they're worried about stigma. And also, if the person has anxiety related to leaving the house, then being treated in your home would be a plus.
So basically, a client is sitting in front of a computer-like screen with video capabilities and essentially video chatting with a doctor who then assesses and determines the appropriate care for their needs. So you, as the client, can see your doctor's face, but that's still pretty distant connection when mental health appointments cover dense topics. So how is it possible for the doctor to build rapport and form a connection with their client over a screen?
Well, the provider, which could be a physician or a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, does have the capabilities through video conferencing of both seeing and hearing. And, you know, of course, with being able to visualize, you have both the audio or both the verbal and the nonverbal communication. So rapport is established in that way, very similar to face-to-face. Many of the over 50% of the United States counties have no mental health professional. So this is a great advantage to increase access to care. That said, there is some studies that are talking about effectiveness, and one study asked veterans about their preference about video conferencing. And actually two-thirds had no problem at all with video conferencing, but one-third of the population said they, if possible, they would rather see someone face-to-face. With the culture shift to more computerized technology, people are very comfortable with FaceTime and Skype. So I think that it's part of the culture to be more acceptant of telepsychiatry.
So when it comes to a psychiatrist who is providing care via telehealth, how is it that they can be sure that they are, reading is the term here, reading their client properly and accurately diagnosing them when you can't be there face-to-face? You know, you can see a wound on someone's arm and know, oh yeah, you know, there's something wrong with you. But when it comes to mental health, that's all on the inside. And if the person isn't upfront with their feelings, sometimes it takes a while to understand what the underlying issues are.
What we found research so far is indicating that video conferencing is very effective. I agree that it's probably nicer to be face-to-face, both for patient preference and for the provider preference, but in cases when that's not possible, video conferencing is a really wonderful option. Given the shortage of providers, it provides a nice opportunity for people that might not have received care otherwise.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen talking with Cindy Kerber, a professor of psychiatric and mental health care in ISU's Mennonite College of Nursing. A major priority when it comes to mental health care is building that rapport we discussed earlier. It often takes a few sessions before a client is even willing to be vulnerable. So when it comes to telehealth, do clients always have the same doctor, or is it something that it's rotating based on who's available?
I think that would depend on the client and the services, but the relationship is usually very consistent, and they try to keep a consistent nurse-patient or physician-patient relationship.
So you mentioned that nurse-patient relationship. Can we get into the nurse's role when it comes to providing this care?
Sure. Both registered nurses and advanced practice nurses or nurse practitioners would be or could be involved in telepsych. In fact, if the patient is in a clinic where there's 24-hour nurses, the nurse would provide an additional assessment. The nurse and the client together might share that assessment with the nurse practitioner or the physician, and then the video conferencing would follow. And then certainly that collaboration that includes the patient, the nurse, and the nurse practitioner is very helpful in continuity of care. On the other hand, if the patient is accessing video conferencing from home, then there would have to be a different mechanism for communicating with other healthcare providers on the healthcare team.
When it comes to needing a prescription, how would that work? If a person's at home, they don't really have access to prescribing their own medication. So then who is typically in charge of or responsible for prescribing?
So the provider, if a prescription is warranted, would just call that into the local pharmacy.
And then who would be in charge of following up on the medication in the sense of making sure that it's the right medication, the right dosage, having the correct effects that the prescriber had hoped for?
So maybe a follow-up appointment with the provider through telepsych would occur a week or two later to assess for effectiveness, any concerns, any side effects. And certainly the patient would have access to the provider or the provider's office through phone or email or online programs such as MyChart.
So now we discussed it at the beginning of this interview that there is a nationwide deficit of psychiatrists. How does the introduction of telehealth address that deficit?
Well, it provides an opportunity for providers to get to remote locations without the travel time.
That was GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Cindy Kerber, psychiatric care professor in the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University.